Heading overseas now, and speculation is mounting in the US about the case for impeaching President Donald Trump over accusations of obstruction of justice. The president says he knew his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had lied to the FBI and that that was one reason he sacked him in February. Michael Flynn has now pleaded guilty to the charge and agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into claims of collusion between Donald Trump's campaign team and Russia. Anne Barker has the latest.
In the past 18 hours, Donald Trump has repeatedly lashed out at the FBI and its former director, James Comey, posting on Twitter a fresh denial that he ever asked Mr. Comey to stop investigating Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor sacked for lying about his contacts with Russia.
I never asked Comey to stop investigating Flynn. Just more fake news covering another Comey lie.
And soon after, this.
After years of Comey running the FBI, its reputation is in tatters, worst in history. But fear not, we will bring it back to greatness.
That came on the heels of an earlier tweet where Donald Trump admitted for the first time that he'd fired James Comey in February because he'd lied not only to the Vice President Mike Pence, but also the FBI, action which constitutes a federal offence. And that tweet contradicts what President Trump had told reporters at the time.
No, I fired him because of what he said to Mike Pence. Very simple.
The president's admission could shed new light on allegations that the very next day he asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn and drop the FBI's investigation of him, an allegation the then FBI director had made to the Senate Judiciary Committee in May, shortly before he too was fired.
I understood him to be saying that what he wanted me to do was drop any investigation connected to Flynn's account of his conversations with the Russians.
If James Comey's testimony was correct, some say the case for obstruction of justice against Donald Trump is now gathering strength, and with it, grounds for the president's impeachment. The top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee is Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I think what we're beginning to see is the putting together of a case of obstruction of justice. I see it in the hyperphonetic attitude of the White House, the comments every day, the continual tweets, and I see it most importantly in what happened with the firing of Director Comey. And it is my belief that that is directly because he did not agree to lift the cloud of the Russia investigation. That's obstruction of justice.
Even Trump supporters, including Newsmax chief Christopher Ruddy, fear the damage the investigation, overseen by special counsel Robert Mueller, could do to the president himself.
My view is that Robert Mueller poses an existential threat to the Trump presidency.
Michael Flynn has now pleaded guilty to charges of lying to the FBI and has agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into the allegations of collusion with Russia. He's the second Trump administration official who's pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in recent weeks and whose cooperation could lead to more allegations and charges. As for James Comey, who can now only watch on from the sidelines, he's posted his own tweet saying, "I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest, the FBI is strong, and the FBI is and always will be independent."
Anne Barker reporting.